This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Pentecost Wednesday CE. First posted June 9, 2010, Galatians 1:11-24. Vindication of Paul's apostleship. Paraphrase: the gospel which Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was proclaiming was not a message devised by humans. It had not been taught to Paul by human wisdom, but had been received by revelation by Jesus Christ. Paul had formerly been zealous for Judaism. He was formally educated beyond his peers, Philippians 3:3-6, Acts 22:3, and he had persecuted the church, trying to destroy it. But God had set Paul apart, before he was born, and in God's timing he called Paul by grace, undeserved favor, as a free gift, and revealed God's Son to him, so that Paul could preach Christ among the Gentiles. And Paul did not confer with humans, nor go to Jerusalem, church headquarters, to confer with the original apostles, who had known Jesus during Jesus' physical ministry on earth. Instead, Paul went into Arabia and then to Damascus. Paul didn't go to Jerusalem until 3 years after his conversion, and then he conferred with Cephas, Simon Peter, for 15 days. He saw none of the other apostles except Jesus' brother, James. Paul swears that, before God, he is telling the truth. Then Paul went to Syria and Cilicia. Tarsus, the capital, was Paul's hometown, Acts 9:30. Paul was, up to this point, known only by reputation, that he who formerly persecuted Christians was now preaching the faith he had once tried to destroy. So, because of Paul, they glorified God. Commentary: Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was deliberately intended by God, Galatians 1:15, to be the prototype and illustration of the modern, post-resurrection, born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciple, student, and apostle, messenger, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we all, today, can be. Paul was on his way to Damascus to persecute Christians when he was converted by the risen and ascended Jesus, Acts 9:1-20. I also believe that Paul was the one God intended to be the replacement for Judas, the betrayer. The original disciples were told to wait in Jerusalem, the modern equivalent is the church, until they had received the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8, and then they were to go into the world to proclaim the gospel and carry on the mission of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:19-20. While they were waiting, they decided to choose a replacement for Judas, and selected Matthias by chance, since they did not yet have the guidance and empowerment of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Acts 1:15-26. Matthias is never heard of again in the New Testament, but after his conversion, most of the rest of the New Testament is by or about Paul. Paul was as much an apostle as the 11 remaining original apostles designated by Jesus during Jesus' physical lifetime, Luke 6:12-16. He was taught the gospel directly from Jesus as were the original apostles. Paul had been preaching the gospel for 3 years before he met any of the original apostles, and his gospel never changed. In fact, Paul corrected Peter, Galatians 2:11-16, when Peter leaned toward the legalism, salvation by keeping the law of Moses, works righteousness, of Judaizers, false teachers in the church who insisted that Christians must obey the laws of Moses, see false teachings, sidebar, right. When he met with Simon Peter in Jerusalem, he was only there for 15 days, not enough time to have been discipled by Peter. The leaders of Judaism didn't accept the authority of Jesus. They had not taught him and had not authorized his ministry. They were running Judaism as their private empire, instead of being stewards of God on behalf of God's people. The result was that the Jews failed to recognize and receive their Savior, the promised Messiah, Christ. Both words mean God's anointed, Savior and Lord, eternal King. The nominal church is in the same position today as Judaism at the time of Jesus Christ. The church has failed to make, born again, disciples of Jesus Christ and has settled for making church members. The result is that there are no born again disciples to select for apostles, for church leadership. Church leaders are chosen from those who have been taught denominational doctrine in denominational seminaries, and have been authorized by denominational leadership. That is not the method Paul modeled. Paul was discipled by a born-again disciple, Ananias, Acts 9:10, until Paul was reborn, Acts 9:17-18, and then Paul was discipled, guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel, Acts 9:20. During Jesus' physical ministry, he demonstrated the mission of the church to make born-again disciples and to teach them to repeat the process, Matthew 28:19-20, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8. Paul was carrying out this process. Paul was discipled by Ananias, and then began making disciples of Jesus, and teaching them to do the same. Timothy is an example, to Timothy 1:6-7. 2, the solution is to read the entire Bible for oneself, to commit to being a disciple of Jesus Christ, and to seek the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. If possible, seek to be discipled by born-again disciples. But I personally testify that if a born-again discipler cannot be found, the Lord himself will disciple you, according to the Bible. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?